Welcome to all who have no church home, need strength, have doubts, or do not believe. Welcome to visitors and to old friends. Welcome to grandparents, to mothers, fathers, and single people. Welcome to people of all colors, cultures, abilities, and sexual orientations. To old and young, to believers and questioners, and welcome to questioning believers. May we all find peace and uplift in our worship together. Good morning. Welcome to First Congregational Church of Natick. I'm Reverend Cindy Worthington Berry. My pronouns are she, her, and no matter who you are or where you are on the journey, you are welcome here. Whether you are with us on site or online or in the nursery, we are so glad to be connected. For more information about life at FCC Natick, please visit our website, where you can sign up for the link and get all sorts of important information about life at FCC and in the broader community. And if you are with us for the first time today, welcome. We are an open and affirming congregation, fully welcoming people of all sexual orientations, gender identities, and gender expressions. Children of all ages are welcome in this community in whatever way has meaning for you. We have the playground down front, a lovingly staffed nursery care, and godly play after the word for all ages. We are about to start Natick's first Interfaith Harmony Week. This begins February 26th. There's a link to more info on our website. And we, FCC Natick, will be hosting part of a Mardi Gras celebration next Sunday afternoon. We'd love a few more helping hands, so see me or Sarah Lynn and we'll get you connected. But either way, check out these awesome opportunities coming up and definitely join us for Mardi Gras. There will be a parade and pancakes. Today, we have folks from Connected the Musical with us. Connected shares and celebrates the journey of a transgender youth. We are so glad this morning to have singers as well as the creator of the show with us. And there will be a coffee chat after worship for those on site who'd like to discuss further. We'll be having coffee hour in the vestry and then coffee chat in the chat room right off the vestry for those who would like to discuss further some of the things that we talk about this morning. But we are so lucky to have these talented musicians with us, including the creator of Connected, and Catherine, who is that creator, has a few thoughts to share. I'm going to put you right here.
My name is Catherine Denny, and my pronouns are she, her. I am a cisgender woman, which means that my assigned sex and the gender that I understand myself to be are the same. You are not alone. You deserve to be yourself and to be loved just for that. Don't be afraid to look for what you need. Sometimes the rock in your shoe is just a seed. These are some of the themes that I set out to explore through my creative language of music. Today, we plan to share some ideas, thoughts, energy, and messages that we want you to think about and feel. You might feel uncomfortable, but this is a safe space. Open your mind, open your heart, and remember, you are not alone. You deserve to be yourself and to be loved just for that.
As we prepare to light the Christ candle this morning, I invite you to settle your mind, body, and spirit. Deepening your breath, relaxing your shoulders, even letting your face smile. Once there was someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people began to follow him. But they didn't know who he was, so they simply had to ask him. And once he answered, "I am the light that was once in one place at one time is now in all places and at all times. Let us welcome the light."
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Janine. My pronouns are she, her. Please join me in the call to worship. Your response is, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Remember how God sees you. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. No matter what anyone says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Hear it, believe it, live it. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. Our opening hymn is Sing a New World into Being, and it is in your bulletin and on the slides. You're invited to rise in body or in spirit. Please be seated. Our centering prayer is by Reverend Dr. Rebecca Savage. We begin with a bit of quiet. In the relative silence, with each breath, rest in the knowledge that you are beautiful and beloved. Just as you are. Let us pray. Eternal beloved, that which is greater than ourselves, hear our prayer of affirmation. Today is the day. Gone are the days when we slumbered unaware of the blessings that we are. We follow the path of inherent worth. Gone are the days when we did not embrace that the spirit of life moves through us and with us. We follow the path of prophetic witness.
Gone are the days when we allowed the urgency of others' expectations to dictate our lives. We follow the path of serenity. Gone are the days when rest was forbidden as a delicacy reserved for only when we are bone dry. We follow the path of perpetual renewal and spiritual growth. Gone are the days when we are felt as if we are not enough. We follow the path of grace. Today is the day. We are the blessings we seek for this world and the beloved community we are building, the one we glimpsed in the life of Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God, in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echoes through the universe. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth with the bread we need for today. Feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In the times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. Our differences are many, and yet we are all part of the same human family. Let's greet our brothers and sisters and siblings, recognizing the divine spark that glows within us all. Then we will sing our song of celebration. God's peace be with you all.
Try to be the best friend that I can, but sometimes things don't go according to plan. You might think that this smile on my face is all there is, but the pain is not reserved for Gabe and Liz. When I see a friend suffering, I feel it in my gut, Their pain becomes mine, and my heart cannot be shut. I don't know how to separate their pain from my own. Every time I talk to them or call them on the phone, it's my job to make them happy, and I failed at every turn. Their sadness splashes back on me like a second degree burn. Always try to be the best friend that I can, but these problems are complex, and I don't have a plan. The right way to behave is constantly shifting. I want to light a new path and see the fog lifting. If I had a magic wand, I'd create a different world. Every soul would get to show their inner flag unfurled. Parents would be loving, supportive, and kind. And if we struggled differently, we'd have the chance to find a place to be safe, to be who we are. The fight time to find our truth, to gaze at the evening star. I really thought that things were better. Gabe was finding freedom. I thought that I was helping, but my choices had to be dumb. I don't know how to separate his pain from my own. Every time I talk to him or call him on the phone, it's my job to make him happy, and I failed at every turn. His sadness splashes back on me like a second degree burn. Burn. I feel sick right now. I just want to help. I can't think of replies. How can I be there when people need me if I ignore their cries? If I had a magic wand, I'd create a different world. Every soul would get to show their inner flag unfurled. It's honestly not that I'm addicted to my phone. It's that everyone deserves a chance to know they're not alone. A place to be safe, to be who we are. The time to find our truth, to gaze at the evening star. Star.
Our scripture reading this morning is part of the beautiful Psalm 139. The author declares how well God knows us, how God loves us just as we are, and how God is with us always. Hear these ancient words. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. These are our sacred songs. May we sing them with our lives.
Children of all ages are invited to lean in for a word for all ages.
If I had a magic wand, I'd create a different world. That's what Sammy just sang for us. And boy, do I agree with those words. Amen? Yeah. If I had a magic wand, nobody would be hungry or sick. Everybody would have a home and lots of friends. And everyone would be accepted just as they are. Another amen? But like Sammy said, that's not the way the world is. And I don't have a magic wand. I tried shopping for them. I bought some. They don't work. Very disappointing. For those of you who've been here before, our scripture reading this morning might have sounded familiar. It's a callback to last October when it was the assigned reading for the morning. We talked about that last line, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you remember that we talked about how fearfully wasn't the best translation of that Hebrew word, that fiercely was more accurate? We practice saying, I am fiercely and wonderfully made. Remember that? Should we try that again? I am fiercely and wonderfully made. No matter what anybody else says or thinks, no matter what rules or laws people make, we are fiercely and wonderfully made. Because all of us, carry a bit of the divine spark within us, a bit of the light and love of God. We are all of us, a glimpse of God in the world. Imagine what we can do when we join those divine sparks together. Maybe we don't have a magic wand. Maybe we are the magic wands. Maybe we are the very thing that is going to create a different world. With our words and our actions and our courage and our creativity and our song, just by being who we are, fiercely and wonderfully made. In the week ahead, see what magic you can make, bringing hope to someone who's hurting, standing up for someone who needs a friend, sharing what you have with someone who has less. Imagine what we can do with a world full of magic wands. As our kids get ready for godly play, let's send them with our blessing. We get our blessing hands ready. We send them toward our kids. Magic-making God, bless these beautiful glimpses of you in the world. May they know in every inch of their being that they are fiercely and wonderfully made. Amen.
We Remain by Reverend M. Jade Kaiser, following the passing of more anti-trans legislation. Each time they write us further into struggle, scratching us from the list of their protections, severing the lifelines upon which we depend, slandering us before crowds aching for an enemy, we mourn the poison of their policies and proclamations. Time collapses in the sharing of our grief. Elders and transcestors come with their knowing wisdom, bringing their lessons of survival, but also the joys they cultivated in the sanctuaries of their own making. Futures, too, unfold around us. The children who will hope to bloom and blossom freely beside us, within us, before us, call us to courage and care. Planting our roots in the long lineages that made us, we remember, we are a people both tender and fierce. We will not hand over our soft hearts to their rigid minds. We will not let our precious lives, our sacred offerings, our holy fight be extinguished by their violence. We remain capable of taking care of each other, connected to the wisdoms we bear. We remain trans beloveds and gender wonders, glorious in our divine incarnations. Try as some may to restrain our power, we are accompanied across time and space. We are ferocious with love for each other, and we will remain.
Connected is the musical that I wrote to start a discussion about finding and showing our authentic selves. When I started to put my ideas for a musical into motion, I wanted to explore the effect that social media had on our mental health. I had been teaching for decades, and when I found former students online, a lot of them were going by different names and presenting as different genders than when I knew them as children. My own children, who were at that time teenagers, have always been close with had close friends who are trans, non-binary, and gender questioning. One day, I sat down with three friends when I was starting to gather information about what I should write about. Such a broad topic: social media, mental health. Where do I go with this? And all three of them had children who were gender nonconforming, and they told me that it was looking through social media that helped them to know that this is a very common feeling, and to give a name for the sort of unsettling feelings that were in these young adults and teenagers. Oh, there are grown-ups who have gone further down this path, and they are fine, and they have found a deeper truth. As I learned more, I decided that my musical needed to have a trans character at its center. So Gabriel came to be, and as I learned more, I just wanted to shine a light on the trans community because there are injustices all over other parts of the world, but so much of what we learn about what we hear about the trans community is false. The people I know who are trans are the bravest and most interesting people I know, and they know themselves better than I ever will. Caitlin entered my life during the long, isolating months of early 2020. She told me about her own coming out journey 25 years ago, before social media existed, and she asked me great questions about Gabriel's character, whom I did not know very well at the time. I just knew that he was trans, and I did not want to model him directly after anyone that I knew. So she asked, what does he like to do? Who are his safe people? What is his least favorite subject in school? Answering these questions without hesitation, I didn't want to admit to her that I hadn't even thought about these things, I started to see this character in a multidimensional way so that his gender is the least interesting thing about him. Caitlin suggested that Gabriel could sing a duet in the mirror with his older self, telling him that he's going to turn out just fine. She told me that she would have benefited from the kind of social media encouragement that contemporary kids have. And as a theater person herself, she asked if she could write this duet for my show. I said, sure, that would be great. So a few months went by. We decided that at the end of July 2020, we would reconvene and see how it was going. And in that time, we both had a lot of things going on, and life got in the way. And when I went back to her at the end of July, she hadn't started it. But she said, if you would like to take a stab at this, I will definitely give tell me what you have. Well, I did not realize until that afternoon that the song Listen to the Calling had fully formed in my head. In 1 hour, it was on paper, and it hasn't changed very much since. So I'm going to sing a little bit of it. So the older man comes to Gabriel in his bedroom and says, "Hey, kid, you're on the perfect track. There's so much inside you that you can unpack. You don't have to pretend to be something you're not. You may find at the end you're in just the right spot." We both felt strongly that this song should always be performed by trans people. So I had a wonderful changed voice that was able to record the first tenor part, and I was looking for a trans soprano. Everyone in my community in 2020, you know, that was when we couldn't really sing safely, and you had to get recording equipment, and so nobody in my immediate community could commit to learning it. So I posted on Instagram, which is an interesting sort of social media where people can find you that you don't know. So it's much more likely that you would cross paths with a celebrity or with a stranger who has a concept or an interest in common with you. So my entire, I have the connected Instagram account, which is 100% trans positive conversations. And one of the people, within about 24 hours when I said, "I am looking for a trans male soprano to record a song for a musical that I'm writing," I received a message from a boy in Oklahoma who said, "Hi, my name is Adam, and I'm a trans male soprano." Well, my first few conversations with Adam were all about the music, how to make Listen to the Calling a little more accurate, a little bit more expressive, a little bit more in tune, whatever. And the 17-year-old recorded his half of the song in his literal closet as he was being homeschooled in Oklahoma by conservative religious parents. A few months later, Adam and I were texting every day, and he was blown away to have an adult who accepted him without hesitation. We got to know each other quickly and thoroughly, as is possible over text, and I realized, or he told me, that I was the first person to whom he had said, "My name is Adam, and I am a trans male." So we talked before and after he had to present an essay to his church elders dictating all of the reasons that he likes being a girl. We talked before and after his first kiss and when he came out to his parents and when his father started showing him different articles and wanting to have discussions based on the readings that he could find in publications that had a lot of misinformation, but at least his father was willing to have these conversations, unlike his mother, who made it all about her. So Adam was struggling a lot when I first met him, because so many of his mother's objections were based on her Christian upbringing. Adam was very much anti-God when I met him. His concept of God was someone who would judge him harshly for living his best life and would prefer to have him struggle with pretending to be a girl forever. When I described my God, someone who loves everyone and supports us in our journey toward our most authentic selves, Adam couldn't imagine it. I assured him that in many parts of our country, there are churches that would welcome him with open arms wherever on his journey he found himself, and who would always call him what he wanted to be called. Adam helped me see that the world did not need to see a musical with a trans kid with that open, loving home and parents who let him guide his own journey. The world needed to see Gabriel's family struggle with some of the issues that made it difficult to enjoy supportive friends, to navigate inevitable trolls online, and to tease out where the problem actually lies. If we love a person who comes out as trans or gay or non-binary or anything else that they choose to share, it means that they trust you enough to hold that information. You have the choice, we have the choice, to make that information a connection or to make that information a problem. Adam also encouraged me to show trans joy more than gender dysphoria, to show that transitioning is an improvement to someone's life. It is not a disease, it is an affirmation. I wrote Bursting with Pride, which we will sing in a few minutes, as an example of gender euphoria, when people can live their best lives without hiding any aspect of their humanity, they can really thrive. Adam also wanted me to show that when cis people, those of us who are not transgender, make it about us, we are making the choice not to be trusted and not to be a positive part of our loved one's life. So to rephrase that, it's important for us to prioritize our loved one's journey and not our own feelings. We might have feelings. We might be confused. There is a lot of language being used today that we did not have access to when I was a teenager. And the fact that we want to learn to be more welcoming is the most important thing. Our children might change the name that we chose for them. That might give us feelings. People do feel all sorts of complicated ways about our loved ones, and I always encourage people to talk to a friend or a stranger about these feelings. A lot of people come to me to talk about their spouse coming out as non-binary or their child transitioning to a different gender. And I am so happy to help people unpack those feelings and to remind them that they cannot allow those feelings to interfere with their relationship and their support of the person who's on a very tricky journey. We cannot let our feelings interfere with our acceptance of our friend's destiny, identity, and inner composition. We cannot enter relationships with conditions, preconceptions, or with a selfish attitude. When Adam started at Oklahoma University, it coincided with the premiere production of Connected. Our plan had always been for me to make a video and fly to Oklahoma to meet him and share it with his college LGBT group. As the time approached, I was a little nervous, I'm not going to lie. Would there be protests? Would I be attacked for being an ally in Oklahoma, the way I often am online? Would my story be banned like a book in a library? Just a couple of weeks before I arrived in Oklahoma, there was a teacher in Norman who was fired from her job as an elementary school teacher for sharing the QR code for a list of banned books. So I knew that it was a hot button issue right there, right then. Like many other experiences, my expectations of my trip to Oklahoma were not what greeted me when I arrived. First of all, when Adam picked me up at the airport, the two of us laughed, cried, hugged, so happy to meet each other in person for the first time after talking for years. And then, as he drove me through the town, I noticed about 50% of the houses had long lawn signs that had that very QR code that the teacher had been fired for sharing with her class. 50%. And Oklahoma is a very red state. So, although Adam had looked for a lot of places that he could show connected to his LGBT group, the place that he finally chose was none other than his new church. He was careful to tell me that it found him. There was a huge sign, rainbow flag on the outside. And as we approached it, I was looking at the sign and I had to squint for about 30 seconds before I saw a tiny little heart with the Progress Pride pattern on it. It looked huge to him. And every person in that showing was so excited to see this conversation happen. So we have learned over the last few years of really diving into this world. It has not escaped my notice that I am a cisgender woman who is telling a story about a trans boy coming out. There are people who think I have no right to tell this story, and I accept that. There are also people who are so glad to have the representation in a story and to have roles to play that match their gender identity and the opportunity to have these conversations in a public forum in a positive light. So I have thought a lot about why I did not know any trans people when I was growing up. Trans people have always been in our world, and they always will be in our world. Non-binary people have always been in our world, and they always will be in our world. But the reason that I didn't know anyone when I was younger is that we asked ourselves different questions. In my day, it was, which person of the opposite sex will I marry, because every family has a mom, a dad, 2.2 children, and a white picket fence. Now, our young people are asking questions like, do I ever want to get married? Who do I want to date? Do I want children? What are my boundaries? What are my preferences? What is my gender? Do I ever want a relationship? When we ask these questions on social media, this tool, this weapon, we see far and wide around corners of the world that have previously been invisible. No matter what we are going through, we can find someone else who has experience in it, somewhere else in this world, or maybe in our own neighborhoods. So what can we do to change the national conversation and emphasize all that we have in common? News media loves to isolate us and polarize us, but we can search for common ground when we tell human stories about people who thrive when they can express themselves authentically. We can make our homes and hearts and schools and churches and theater groups places where everyone can be who we are. We can call people what they want to call, to be called. We can empower those whose voices have been silenced and learn from the mistakes that decorate our history. We can prove to an English major that they have been using the singular they for their entire life. Do you see what I did there? Someone left their hat on my couch. It's someone whose gender I don't know, therefore I use they. We can introduce ourselves with our own pronouns to normalize doing so. We can let people dictate their own journeys and leave our wishes and preconceptions out of the discussion. So, what can we do? As allies, we can contribute to a network of support that can improve and save the lives of thousands of trans people. It doesn't take a lot of effort or resources to do a lot of good. Personally, every month I donate to the Transgender Emergency Fund and the Trevor Project. I find ways to support trans individuals financially or with practical support. I monitor my response to what I read on social media and share only what I think is helpful. There have been a lot of very smart people who have been working to maintain and add protections to the transgender community as these rights have been threatened. And I also encourage everyone to seek therapy, ask ourselves questions, and seek to understand ourselves better than we do. When my phone rang the other day, it was Adam, who has been on testosterone for a while, and his voice was very low. He is preparing to learn Jay's part of Listen to the Calling so that he can sing a duet with his former self and I can edit the two parts together. It is the perfect example of now that he is in just the right spot, he will be able to talk to his 17-year-old self and be proud of being where he needs to be right now. Thank you for choosing to be part of this discussion. Without a magic wand, we will create a different world where every soul will get to show their inner flag unfurled.
I've watched you skate so many times before. The kind of performer fans truly adore. Your passion, your strength, your power. The way you practice hour after hour after hour. Every coach and every team has admired your grace. And when you said you'd quit, what a terrible waste. I never saw anything to look forward to until life's part was open to the future of you. I'd watch you spin, I'd watch you turn. But sometimes my hopes and wishes burn. I've given every ounce of strength. I've gone through such extraordinary lengths to raise a healthy, successful kid who'd be happy whatever she did. She's always been my pride and joy. Does that change now that she's a boy? I've imagined taking you to try on dresses, curling or braiding or straightening all your silken tresses, watching you walk proudly dressed in white, exchanging vows and dancing through the night. I thought I figured out what your happiness meant, but now I'm feeling useless, forgotten and spent. I thought that you were breaking my heart, but I didn't see that I was tearing you apart. I've given every ounce of strength. I've gone through such extraordinary lengths to raise a healthy, successful kid who'd be happy whatever you did. You've always been my pride and joy. Does that change now that you're a boy? Watching you skate on the frozen floor, I see exactly what I saw before. Your strength, your grace, your perfectionism, but your power and passion shine through a prism. My image of your future is scattered, unclear. But now that we have come back, we belong right here. Whether your skates are black or white, I'll watch you dance on ice every night. I'll watch you spin, I'll watch you turn, knowing that I'm the one with more to learn. You've given every ounce of strength. You've gone through such extraordinary lengths to be what I wanted you to be, while letting your soul break free. You are a healthy, successful kid, and I'm sorry for everything I did to slow you down, stand in your way, not being ready to hear what you say. I don't really understand, but I'm reaching out to take your hand, because you'll always be my pride and joy. Now I can let you be my boy.
Thanks to Catherine and to all of our singers and to Bryce as well for playing piano today, for accompanying everybody. Today, we welcome into the widening circle of this historic church a friend who desires to unite with us in spiritual fellowship. Karen, would you come forward? This is an unusual covenant we are creating today. Reverend Karen Hodges will be familiar to some of you from when she was a student minister at FCC Natick. Now she serves as a bridge and interim minister, spending anywhere from a few months to a few years with churches in transition. In the UCC, pastors must have membership in a local church. Interim ministers, instead of joining all the different churches they serve, they choose a congregation to be their spiritual home, regardless of where they are worshiping on a Sunday morning. Karen, who lives in Wayland, has asked us to be that spiritual home, as her previous home church in South Acton has closed. Karen won't be here often, but we are glad to be a place of support as she does important and challenging ministry. And so we're going to ask her our usual questions of membership, knowing Karen may not be able to fulfill them in the usual way. Karen, is this a place and a people? Just come here. You don't need to be at the mic. I want them to be able to see you.
Oh.
There we go. Okay. Karen, is this a place and a people with whom you will seek to make sense of the issues of your life, your faith, your dreams, of who you are, and of who God is calling you to be? If so, please say, it is.
It is? Yes.
Is it your wish to make this a place where you listen for the good news of God's love and grow in your relationship with the holy, learn from and act upon the lessons and way of Jesus, and where you are called to a life of ministry and justice in community with these people and those to come? If so, please say it is.
It is.
Will you join with us as a community of faith as we seek to follow God's direction in our midst, endeavoring to express the love and welcome of Christ? And will you welcome and respect each person's journey of faith, trusting that our differences are a blessing? If so, please say, I will with God's help.
I will with God's help.
Will you participate in the life and mission of this diverse and inclusive community of God's people, praying and working with us in ministry together? Will you share regularly with us in the worship of God and financial support of our ministries? Will you offer your talents to our work as the Spirit leads us to serve the community and the world? If so, please say, I will with God's help.
I will with God's help.
Here's what we really want to know. Will you wrestle with us? Will you forgive us? Will you bring us casseroles when we are sick and celebrate our every joy? If so, please say, I will with God's help.
I will with God's help.
Amen.
Although you may not want my cooking.
Well, you can always shop.
That's true.
Will the congregation, both on site and online, please stand as you are able and find your response in the bulletin and on the screen? Will you, the congregation, welcome this friend into the life of First Congregational Church of Natick? Let us speak our promise to do so with one voice. We welcome you with joy into the membership of this congregation. We embrace your gifts, your needs, your dreams. We know your presence and participation will change the shape of this body and help it grow in new ways. We will support you on your journey, affirm you in your ministries, and surround you with our compassion and care. We pray that all of us, united in faith and community, may grow in our knowledge of God and our love for one another. Amen. You may be seated. Welcome to the newest member of FCC Natick.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What a great Sunday to join.
Karen said it was a great Sunday to join. That is true. As a community of faith, we know the power of bringing our hearts together in prayer. So we share our joys and concerns that we might gather them together. You may, folks on site are invited to share theirs aloud, and all are welcome to email prayers to prayers@fccnatick.org. And we hold in prayer everyone on the prayer list in our bulletin. We begin with our joys. What joys do you bring to this place today? Lorraine. Lorraine has welcomed her 12th great-grandchild. We celebrate that arrival with you, Lorraine. Lorraine's got lucky 13 coming in August. We celebrate that with you, Lorraine. Wait, what? Oh, no, but 13, Lorraine was saying she needed her to have twins so it wouldn't be like an unlucky number. I think when we're talking great-grandchildren, I think 13 is totally lucky. I think that's good. Kat.
I want to share my
mom.
This man right here, he is the last CEO of the state of Massachusetts, and I sent it to Senators and got three responses back and invited to the state house. So I'm sharing my
proud. So Noah pointed out, has written a beautiful essay, that the Massachusetts state flag has some issues. And so he articulated those issues, and he designed a new potential state flag, and he sent that to the State House and has been invited to come and present about his flag and his design. We are so happy that you are doing this justice work. And I'll tell you, Noah is actually also at work on a little project for us, so stay tuned to see that too. Other joys this morning. Heather. Heather is celebrating that Lorraine's in the sanctuary. That great-great-grandma has been having lots of health issues, and it is so good to see her and her healthy ticker here with us today. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Jen, so Addie learned how to ski in 2 days? Do you two ski? Oh, so she takes after you. Right. Does she also curl? She wants to curl. Congratulations to Addie for learning how to ski in 2 days. That's awesome. That's awesome. Other joys. Yeah, Dee Dee. Church leaves the building. The church has also left
the country, continuing to hold in prayer representatives from FCC Natick who are in Guatemala, who I think are coming home soon, and we'll look forward to hearing about their work down there. And it is a huge joy for me, the stories we have heard, the music we have heard this morning, the witness that has been shared. Yeah, Heather. With us, Heather is lifting up the joy of our guests who are here with us and for us this morning. Lane, do you have any joys up there? I have two more. One, Declan had surgery on Friday and it went well. This was to put in a port for the 8 weeks of radiation that he will be going through. Declan is our kindergartner who's going through treatment. And Pam, you had a joy. This is huge. So Pam invited her mom to go with her to the Westin Council on Aging for a Valentine's Day party. And her mom has been dealing with so many health issues, but she was able to go and she had a great time. Good job, Pam. Yeah, Grace. Grace is lifting up the FCC Natick community in a few ways. One, the being able to share the story of Connected today, what it means to be part of an open and affirming congregation and the welcome that her family has experienced. Can I also do the invisible part? Okay. Grace was also celebrating that the leadership team made it possible for Grace and some of her neighbors to use the vestry is a meeting space for a local Indivisible group, and so she's grateful to be able. It was helpful for her to invite people in to physical space that declared itself also to be open and affirming. Have I missed any joys? I missed a joy. Yeah. I'm going over here first. Yeah. Wow, Max, it was his collarbone that was broken, so his collarbone has almost healed, which is fabulous, but also he was the adult in charge when his grandparents were taking care of him and his sister last week, and he did a great job. That's hard, so well done, Max. Good job. I missed one. John. All the time? Okay. Jeff, our beloved Jeff, who has been moving into his condo slowly, is now fully living in his condo. So we need to get him a little housewarming thing. We celebrate that for Jeff and for you, John, but mostly for Jeff, we celebrate that. John said, but mostly for me. But no, I celebrate it for Jeff. All right, what concerns do you bring to this place today? Yeah, good morning. Yeah. We are holding in our prayer our federal workers who've been impacted in multiple ways, in particular lifting up those who've been receiving letters about their jobs disappearing and then maybe coming back and then maybe gone again. We hold in our prayers particular people like your sister, but knowing that those folks stand in for thousands of people around our country who are stressed out and anxious about how they're going to care for their families, and so often the work that they're doing is also a labor of love, and so how that's being impacted as well. Thanks. Doug. Sarah is having her knee replaced this Friday, which is good news because the knee's been bothering her quite a while. But of course, every surgery is stressful, so prayers for healing for Sarah. I have a couple. Lane, do you have any?
Yeah. This is from Felix A. His mother, Zolma, went in for an outpatient endoscopy on February 7th, but there were complications, and she has been in the hospital since then, having had two more surgeries, including one to repair a puncture to the main artery of her liver. She is slowly recovering, but now has COVID. The doctors are still positive about her progress, but prayers would be much appreciated.
So prayers for Felix's mom, who's already been through so much, moving here from New York, her husband is in a nursing home, dealing with all that transition, going on in for what should be a routine procedure, and then having that go just from one thing to another. So prayers for Felix, for the whole family, and hopes that his mom will be home soon. Thanks, Lane. Did you have anything else up there? This past week, we heard of the end of temporary protected status for Haitians in August. So as so many of our neighbors are now trying to figure out, they have been legal immigrants and what this is going to mean to their lives, their families, our neighborhoods, our economies. I'm holding in my prayers the folks of Israel and Gaza as this past week we watched the bodies of hostages being returned in ways that were very painful. So holding that region in our prayers. And this past week, Rick died. This is the husband of David L.'s mom, Susan, who died a few months ago, grandfather to Kate and Andrew. He had COPD, but he was just 77 years old, so prayers for that family. Did I miss anything? And yeah, Heather. Heather was lifting up the generic prayer for our country that I should find a short phrase for. But also, and if I can just add to that, thinking about, you know, particularly about our trans siblings with the way they are impacted by the news that we're seeing day after day after day. Yeah, David. Prayers for Pope Francis. This cannot happen. That was yours too? Okay. Mark. Where is Anna now? Okay, so prayers for Anna H., who's still at Oak Knoll in Framingham. I lost track of her this week, and it looks like she's going to be there a while. So prayers for Anna and also for Mark, who doesn't get to see her every week. Yeah. Yeah. Our prayer this... Lane?
One more joy. Oh. For our new member, Karen.
Joy for Karen. Nice to have you as a new member. Let us be together in prayer. I don't have any chocolate, just so you know. Let us pray. Spirit of life and love, we know what we choose changes us. Who we love transforms us. How we create remakes us. Where we live reshapes us. So in all our choosing, O God, make us wise. In all our loving, O God, make us bold. In all our creating, O God, give us courage. In all our living, may we be whole. We are over. We may lose folks on Pegasus, and if you need to leave, it's okay, but if you can stay, I think bursting with pride is going to be pretty awesome, so stay if you can. Did I just go off? No, it's still on. I'm just doing a bad job. Bad minister, bad job. Okay, at FCC Natick, we've been an open and affirming congregation for more than 20 years. A few years ago, we might have felt like that stance was mostly focused on celebrating how far we've come, both in society and in houses of worship, in the rights and affirmation for the queer community. Things look a little different now, as the trans community is under threat and anti-gay legislation pops up around the country. In our bulletin this morning is a list of resources for support, information, and advocacy.
Thanks to the commitment of this congregation, this church is a resource too. And so as we participate in the spiritual discipline of the morning offering, may this also be a strengthening of our commitment as an open and affirming congregation. Gifts, and especially the gifts that are the people in our midst this morning, that they might see the way in which they are your hands and feet in the world. Amen. Amen. All right. Do you want them to stay standing to learn, or do you want them to sit? What do you want them to do?
Let's stand. This is okay. Going to be a sing-along.
Wait.
All right.
So,
I'm bringing it back up.
Oh.
I'll bring it back up. All right. No worries.
All right, and you people at home can sing too if you want. So the chorus goes, you can't think straight and I'm bursting with pride. Can we try that?
You can't think straight and I'm bursting with pride.
For so many years you had to hide.
For so many years you had to hide.
You had to lie and you had to try.
You and you had to try.
But I'm marching with you by your side.
But I'm marching with you by your side.
And you'll have three opportunities to sing that with us, and we'll help you.
Sorry, we will head, those in person, head to coffee hour and coffee chat so we can have a chance to talk to folks. But first, all hands together to hold the wounded. All hands together to make the bread. All hands together to work for freedom. All hands together to change the world. Go in peace. Amen. Thank you.